It's White Mountain next, with Mitch Seavey carrying a narrowing lead in the Iditarod. We'll have a winner today. I'm Steve Heimel. Ali Zirkel and Jeff King have been cutting rest to try to keep up with Seavey along the coast to
Nome. Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
The School of Management at the University of Alaska Southeast is open for business with courses in accounting, information systems, and public administration. Degree programs and courses available online. Learn more at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by University of Alaska Southeast.
Just a short way outside of White Mountain, Mitch Seavey's team appeared to be tiring, Ali Zirkel's confidence growing. KUEC's Emily Schwing tells us more.
For a brief time in this year's Iditarod, all eyes were on Aaron Burmeister's team. But the dogs caught a bug near Eagle Island, and the Nome musher had to rethink his race plan.
It's very frustrating because we came to the race with the goal of winning the Iditarod and with a team very capable of winning the Iditarod. And just to be hammered with one little bug after another, and it's part of racing. It's something we deal with, but it's hard to swallow, you know.
Burmeister admits time is running out. But he says it's not impossible.
And there's a few teams ahead of us that potentially we can pick off if I can get the dogs healthy.
Burmeister's isn't the only dog team that's had a shot at first place this year. Jake Berkowitz's dogs also caught the stomach bug that's going around. He was extremely concerned about his team when he rolled into Unalakleet. He also completely reworked his race plan.
I'm not letting, you know, another pack catch us. You know, we're solidly in the top 10 here, but I really want to keep this group of 15 together. If I drop one or two here or there, but a nice big group to the finish line.
Berkowitz is the only musher at the front of the pack to have a team as big. That is both mushers and spectators scratching their heads. But the Big Lake musher's goal is to build long-term careers for his dogs. He says he's not in it to win an Iditarod only once.
You know, everyone has different goals, and, you know, my goal right now is to finish with a big string of dogs in the top 10. You know, it's not all, just because it's a race, it's not all about finishing one spot higher. I mean, there's other factors at play, and our factor right now is, you know, we still have some young dogs, and instead of, you know, racing really hard and finishing with eight dogs, and then that doesn't benefit me in the future.
Dogs have changed things up for rookie Your Life Seth Olsom as well.
Yeah, I'm very, very surprised. Yeah. They're doing much better than I thought, and I'm very happy with each individual dog in the team.
Life Seth Olsom was hoping to finish in the top 20 this year. Unless something goes awry, he's likely to claim Rookie of the Year and a top 10 finish. The Norwegian says he's feeling a little inexperienced. His team is surrounded by well-seasoned Iditarod veterans.
Especially now when we're getting further in the race and a little bit tired and stuff, it's harder for me to figure out what's going on.
Fairbanks area musher Ken Anderson hadn't given the next series of runs much thought, but pulling into Koyuk in 11th place did motivate him to think about trying to move up.
Yeah, I got some head scratching to do here, big time.
He fell behind on the Yukon River after coming down with a head cold.
Yeah, you know, I start coughing and then I overslept.
Anderson is the only member of his team to get sick. He says his dogs have been healthy for the entire run from Willow, but he says he knows enough to be careful if he does decide to make a move.
You can't screw one little thing up, or there's like six teams ready to capitalize on it. And I think a lot of it's just, some of it's boiling down to a little bit of luck.
When teams pull into Koyuk, they know there are fewer than 100 miles left before they take their mandatory 8-hour rest in White Mountain. Then it's 77 miles to the finish line. Mushers can break this stretch of trail into two or three shorter runs. It's too long and likely too late in the game for most mushers to try and do it all in one shot. But this year, it seems almost anything can happen to shake up the race. On the Iditarod Trail in Koyuk, I'm Emily Schwing.
After the first three out of Elam, it was Ray Reddington Jr., Dallas Seavey, Aaron Burmeister, Olsom, Berkowitz, Lindner, and John Rowe.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.